This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, it seems to me, to look back on a great triumph for American counter-terror operatives. A triumph that occurred some time ago under the Obama administration. There's a new book, which is a must-read. I think any American who wants to fully understand recent history should take a look at Countdown Bin Laden, the untold story of the 247-day hunt to bring the mastermind of 9/11 to justice. It's a time to be released right after the 9/11 20th anniversary. The author? One of the most respected and, I believe, one of the finest journalists working in the country today. His name is Chris Wallace. You know him from Fox News and from his prior book, which was about the development of the atom bomb. It was called Countdown 1945. Chris, congratulations on the new book.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. I very kind words, and I very much appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, they're very heartfelt, and again, with your willingness to actually speak the truth about various complicated issues that other people either want to obfuscate or evade. One of the issues here is there are some true heroes who you may have heard of, but you don't really know that much about. Again, Leon Panetta, who comes across very creditably, don't you think, in the story of catching bin Laden?
Absolutely. And if you were going to say who were the heroes in the book, he certainly is one of them. He was then the director of the CIA and three operatives in the counterterrorism department at the agency come to him on August 27th of 2010 and say, hey, look, we have this lead and we're not sure, but it might lead us to bin Laden. And what's so interesting about this, Michael, is that up till that time, the CIA and Panetta in specific had thought that bin Laden was hiding in the remote tribal area between Afghanistan and Pakistan, you know, in caves and mountains and, you know, impossible to get to and impossible to find someone. And what these guys were saying is, you know, he might just be in this compound. They called it a fortress in an upscale town city of 200,000 people in central Pakistan called Abbottabad, which was a retirement community. It was the home of the Pakistani West Point. And as Panetta admitted when I interviewed him, if that was true, then everything that they had thought for 9 years about bin Laden's whereabouts was wrong. And but, you know, his focus was not on, gee, we may have been wrong. It was, let's pursue this lead.
One of the things that is very relevant to today, we heard today the distressing news from the Pentagon about perhaps the most disastrous, devastating, mistaken drone attack in the history of the U.S. military. But in the story you're telling, CIA drones played a very necessary part, did they not?
Yeah, not specifically, well, not as an attack to get bin Laden, but drones played a big role in surveillance. And, you know, one of the untold stories, one of the other interesting stories in this book, because I think he's, regardless of what you think of him in general, I think that President Obama comes off very creditably in this book because, in fact, for all the talk about him as being a dove, you know, he, in fact, launched many more drone strikes on al-Qaeda than his predecessor, George W. Bush, did. And he's the one who made the ultimate and very gutsy call to launch this raid when he said in the final meeting in April of 2011, he said, you know, it's no more than 50% likely, or it's no better than 50-50 that bin Laden is in this compound, and we're going to go in 162 miles into Pakistan without telling the Pakistanis, so in a way we're invading the country, and launch this raid and put, you know, two dozen Navy SEALs' lives at risk, because we may just be able to get bin Laden. And I will tell you that when Admiral McRaven, Bill McRaven, who was at a Joint Special Operations Command, when the go order was relayed from the White House to the CIA to McRaven in Jalalabad in eastern Afghanistan, his reaction was, wow, that is really a gutsy call.
Well, it was not a call that was favored by a certain vice president who was on duty at that time, named Joe Biden.
That is absolutely right. When they have the final meeting on April 28th, Obama goes around the room, and the first person he calls on in the Situation Room to his right at the table is Joe Biden, who says, I don't think we should go for the raid. And I don't think it's hard enough evidence that he's there, and I'm too worried about what this will do to our relations with Pakistan. Interestingly, and this is one of the news stories in the book, is that Defense Secretary Gates, who was right next to him, also opposed the raid. He had been a veteran of the disastrous Iran hostage rescue mission in 1980. And what's so interesting is that in the car on the way back to the Pentagon after the meeting, Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, is in the car with Defense Secretary Gates. And, you know, Gates in his memoir said Joe Biden had been wrong about every major foreign policy issue for 40 years. Well, it turns out when he was Defense Secretary and Biden was Vice President, he was saying that in the Pentagon, too. So Mullen turns to him and says, hey, you know, you say that Biden is always wrong. You just voted with him, kind of tweaking Gates. So it was kind of an open joke at the Pentagon how little the Defense Secretary thought of the Vice President.
What I would hope that the president or any future president would read your book, actually, because when it comes to making crucial decisions, again, there are a great many people in the military, people in the Defense Department, and yes, people in the Obama administration who come across as highly professional, very savvy. What do you think Joe Biden might learn from actually digging deeper into the background story that you tell in Countdown Bin Laden?
Well, I'm not sure he's going to learn it, because I'm not sure that he is open-minded on this to learn it. But, you know, my feeling is that if what we've seen for the last month and our pullout from Afghanistan, not the decision pullout, but the execution, is kind of a case study of how not to do it, that the bin Laden story back 10 years ago is a case study of how to do it, of the meshing of the intel, political, and military communities really working together without ego, without turf, open-minded, open to new data and information, which I don't think was true with Biden and the way he handled the pullout. You know, it's a case study of exactly how to do it. The one that I really also want to get across is this is a history thriller. Yes, we know how the story turns out, but, and you know, I hope you'll agree with me, Michael, about this. The way we tell it, you know, because at the time that they were living it, it was anything but a foregone conclusion. One, that he was there. Two, what was going to happen when they invaded Pakistan. Three, you know, the SEALs thought that it was a suicide mission. And yes, they might get bin Laden, but they were probably going to get killed in the process. And people have said to me that, you know, yes, I know how it turns out, for the last 100 pages I was on the edge of my seat. So
it goes almost minute by minute, which is what is so fascinating, and takes you far, far behind the scenes. What I'm wondering about, you're not going to be doing a follow-up book about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. I don't think that would inspire the same kind of interest or confidence by the country. The book is Countdown Bin Laden. The author is Chris Wallace. When we come back, how do you bring America together as we were for the raid on bin Laden? That and more with Chris Wallace of Fox News, and the book Countdown Bin Laden. We'll be right back.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, I'm proud to welcome back to the show Chris Wallace. His new book is a sensational real-life thriller about one of the most daring, bold, and consequential missions of the American military in recent years. The book is called Countdown Bin Laden, The Untold Story of the 247-Day Hunt to Bring the Mastermind of 9/11 to Justice. And there are many heroes in the book, some of which you probably have never heard of, including people who are involved with the SEAL team. General McRaven plays a major role. And people within what people have derided as the deep state. Chris, I wanted to ask you something, and it's a general question, and it's a question I know that you've spoken about, and particularly regarding the 20th anniversary of September 11th. We were a very divided country at that time. We had had a very bitterly contested election. I mean, the Senate was tied, as it was back in 2011, as it is now. And yet we are able to pull together. And right now we are not pulling together in any way. I never in my life would have believed that we would have such a polarizing reaction to a public health crisis, where even when it comes to dealing with a virus, we can't join together in a meaningful way to combat it. What's wrong?
Well, I certainly agree with you about the problem. You know, I've been in Washington 40 years, and when I came here, there was a lot of disagreements, but they were disagreements about policy. They were disagreements about what's the best way forward. They weren't disagreements about facts. And that's been the biggest change in the last 10 years, and I think even more so in the last 5 years, which is that on basic questions of fact, we can't even agree whether an election is fair or not fair, you know, whether the vaccine is safe or not, about masks, you know, everything is a disagreement. Our politics is not left, right, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative. It's tribal. And actually, one of the most thoughtful books that I read about this, the one good thing for me about the COVID and the lockdown was I've probably read more than I have since senior year in college. And I read a very good book by Ezra Klein. He's a liberal, no question about it. But he writes about, the book is called Why We're Polarized. And what he basically says is that we have two tribes. And it's not just a matter of political ideology or party affiliation. It's where you live, who your friends are, what you eat, what your view of faith is. And you know, I guess the divide is political, social, cultural, all of the above, and that's a very hard basis on which to get anything constructive done.
Especially the contempt and suspicion and true hatred that each side has for the other. I mean, what you see coming across, and today, and we will cover this, vote has been that no, we don't need a booster shot after all, though they may be voting to have the booster shots for older patients. But again, all of this fighting about COVID comes with the implication that the side that you disagree with is not just wrong, they're evil. They actually are malevolent.
That's right. And they would do you ill, whether it's shut down your business or risk your public risk your health to have their way and to pursue their master plan. No, I agree. There is no assumption of good faith on the part of the other side.
Okay, two questions quickly. Is there anything that President Biden or, say, Kevin McCarthy and Senator McConnell could do to try to walk this back and show some respect, cooperation with the other side?
Well, they could certainly show cooperation with the other side. Whether it would change the mood in the country, I'm very skeptical, because my guess is, to the degree that they reached out to each other, Republicans to Democrats and Democrats to Republicans, I think the hardliners on both sides would think that the fix was in, that somehow they had given in, and rather than being persuaded by our leaders, they would be even more suspicious of the leaders, even of their own side. If the Republicans reached out and said, yeah, let's make a deal on such and such with Joe Biden, I don't think they'd say, well, okay, yeah, I guess Mitch and Kevin are okay. They'd say, what's the matter with Mitch and Kevin?
I was involved in a conversation last night, and again, a number of people were agreeing, and I don't know if you would as well, Chris Wallace, that it is not at all a sure thing that Joe Biden is going to run for a second term. I mean, that's been doubted because of his age, but now given the kind of presidency he's had so far, if Biden doesn't run for a second term, and it's certainly not a sure thing that Kamala Harris would take his place, who's on the Democratic Party bench that you see who is of presidential timber?
That's a really good question. I thought you were going to ask me a different one, which was whether or not Kamala Harris would be a shoo-in if Biden decides not to run. And I think the chances that Biden runs again at age 82, regardless of his presidency, I think is less than 50-50. I've always thought that. He will always say he's going to run because the minute he doesn't, he's a lame duck. But then, assuming he doesn't, Kamala Harris is the sitting vice president. One would think that she would be the front runner. I just have such doubts about her effectiveness and attractiveness as a candidate and what she's demonstrated as vice president. I would think that she would be very vulnerable, but that raises another interesting question, to me a more interesting question, which is, could today's Democratic Party turn its back on a black woman? Would the party be able, even if they felt, you know, she's not going to lead us to victory, she's going to lead us to defeat, would they be willing to nominate somebody else and turn out the sitting vice president, Kamala Harris? And I don't know about that.
What about another black woman?
Well,
Senator Val Demings?
She has to beat Marco Rubio first, which isn't
right.
Going to be easy.
No.
I suppose perhaps. I don't know. I'm curious because you've obviously given this more thought than I have. Like, who do you think is on the Democratic bench?
I have no idea. I mean, I know who wants to be. And she'll just be barely eligible, would be Senator Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She has to be Chuck Schumer. But, you know, again, it's so that I don't see who is on the Democratic bench. And that's why when people talk about the grim future of the Republican Party, if your only viable choice is Kamala Harris, I don't think that's viable. But that's a matter for another day. The matter for today is Chris Wallace's sure-to-be triumphal bestseller. It is called Countdown Bin Laden. It's posted on our website, michaelmedved.com. The untold story of the 247-day hunt to bring the mastermind of 9/11 to justice. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FAA has grounded a drone that was shooting video of up to 11,000 illegal immigrants sheltering under a bridge along the border with Mexico. The FAA putting a 2-week flight restriction over Del Rio, Texas, late Thursday. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says people need to know what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border.
It is the most horrific thing I've ever seen. It is packed in as a mass of humanity. They take your breath away because it just goes on and on and on. Infants, little children, people struggling enormously.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. According to a AAA survey, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline up 0.3 cents to $3.19 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, there are lots of dietary supplements out there, and one of them that's very easy to take, very affordable, and actually very helpful is called Balance 7. This is a dietary supplement and an alkalizer concentrate that gives you 7 benefits. Balance 7, and you can read all about it. Balance 7, which is linked at michaelmedved.com, gives you these 7 benefits: more energy, sharpened mental clarity, relief from joint discomfort, a boost to your immunity, optimizing pH balance, help with weight loss while detoxing your body if you need that, and relief for heartburn and aids digestion, and it aids in digestion. Right now, if you go to balance7.com, that's balance and then the number 7.com, and you use the code word Al. It's easier than using Michael Medved. Just use the code word Al. That's the first name of the founder and developer of Balance 7. If you use that at checkout, you will receive a free 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin. It's another product by the same folks with any purchase of Balance 7 products. My Smooth Skin, which helps with complexion and the health generally of your skin, it retails at $13.99, but it's free with your Balance 7 dietary supplement order. Again, head to Balance 7. That's the number 7, balance number 7.com. Use the code word AL at checkout and get in on the free My Smooth Skin promotion with your order. Balance 7.com. That's balance number 7.com. Okay, the number 1787 is much on mind. today because it's Constitution Day. And there are actually a number of studies about what people think about the Constitution, what they know about the Constitution. Some of them are. But in most important aspects about the Constitution, they have made in the last 5-6 years a concerted effort to try to teach people about the Constitution. It seems to be working, but not with everybody. A campus reform went to University of Florida, and they talked to students there about the Constitution. And here's part of what they believed. It's clip 11A.
So Constitution Day is on September 17th. What do you guys think of the Constitution?
Absolute terrible. Needs to be redone immediately.
I think it needs a lot more reform for the changes that have happened since then.
I think a lot of the things in there, they do need to be, like, reevaluated, I guess.
I think we just need to update it on, like, more equality, equity, stuff like that.
Okay, so the Constitution, I feel like it's outdated, like some of the stuff on there.
I think that our Constitution that we have for America is to some degree outdated, but I also think it is very historical.
Do you think the Constitution is outdated?
I mean, I think it has to be. It was written in the late 1700s. It wasn't written for the 21st century.
Extremely. It's completely outdated. It was written by those that don't represent the both of us at the moment, and it didn't represent everybody at the time.
Yes.
Yes, a tad. There are a lot of outdated things in there that nowadays aren't accepted.
Okay, what are the things in there that nowadays aren't accepted? By the way, if you believe that, those things that are in there that aren't accepted, that haven't been changed already, yes, it was outdated that the Constitution didn't provide for votes for women. That was changed 100 years ago. That's a long time ago. If you, by the way, have some belief that you agree with the students that the Constitution was outmoded, it's outdated, there are things that need to be brought up to date, give an example. 1-800-955-1776. I mean, really? And Jeremy is... just send me the message that his very bright and in fact brilliant high school daughter, soon to be heading off to university, Maddie, he played this for her and she immediately said, "Hey, it's called amendments." Well, that's true, but then there's another problem, at least according to students at University of Florida. Another problem with this document, that's on clip 11B.
Do you think that the Constitution is a portrayal of the patriarchy since it was created by the Founding Fathers?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I would definitely
say so, especially since when you reflect back on those who were writing it at the time and you see it's all old white men.
I mean, I think it's impossible not to. I mean, they didn't have another perspective, nor were they seeking it.
Absolutely, yes, I think so.
It should have been made by, like, a group of diverse people, but back then, you know how I was back then.
Yeah, I do, and I agree with her. Like, it should be revised by different people.
The time period, you know, was rich old white men, and that's exactly what that document says and stands for and vouches for.
What actually doesn't stand for rich old white men? Is almost 250 years old, really. Students then are also in favor of abolishing the Constitution. But how? And why? Listen.
I'm going around with this petition. As you can see, I've already gotten some of your fellow students to sign a petition to abolish the Constitution, create a whole new one, to be more inclusive, you know, more politically aware of our surroundings in 2021. Would you guys be willing to sign this petition?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And would you be willing to sign that? And would you be willing?
Sure.
It should be abolished. Like, it's time for a new Constitution. It wasn't, like, pronouns like they, them, stuff like that either.
So we should include the new pronouns in the Constitution?
Yeah, like to make everyone feel included.
The issues of social cultural differences within our country have been such an issue, you know, predicated by the control that the federal government has over everything, and the federal government is governed by the Constitution. And
so you would say that the Constitution is the root of our issues in this country?
I mean, it's one of them. You could also lead it back to capitalism.
Yeah, you could lay it back to, well, in any event, the idea of abolishing the Constitution. See, one of the things that, again, people appear to be a little bit better informed about, but not necessarily students at University of Florida, is they have been doing a survey that basically has to do with the attempt to improve a knowledge of basic civics. But the Constitution, when they say it needs to be abolished, okay, if the Constitution is abolished, then how do you conduct the government? On what basis? I mean, because that's basically, and again, sometimes conservatives make a mistake on this too. The Constitution was not drafted and adopted in order to limit the power of government. It was actually drafted to expand the power of government, of the federal government. But at the same time, it was drafted in such a way that the federal government would be all-powerful. It was federal. It was made up, in other words, of different states. And those different states were supposed to retain some power. And yes, even after very important changes in the Constitution, with three amendments right after the Civil War, the Constitution still allotted for a balance of power to some extent between federal government initiatives and federal government rules and the rules that were left to each individual state. That's one of the key issues about these vaccine mandates that are so controversial right now. It's almost surely constitutional to do them on a statewide basis, but very possibly not constitutional to do them on a federal basis. We'll be talking about that and the Constitution and taxes and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Michael Medved Show. It is Constitution Day today, and the Federal Drug Administration is not, Food and Drug Administration is not established by the Constitution. It was established more than 100 years after the Constitution, but they just met today, the advisory meeting, where experts unanimously recommended a coronavirus vaccine booster be authorized for people 65 and older and those at high risk of severe disease. The panel earlier had resoundingly voted against approving Pfizer's application for a broader approval of boosters for everyone 16 and older. So this appears to be a split-the-difference decision. Expert advisors to the Food and Drug Administration are meeting today on the increasingly contentious issue of coronavirus vaccine boosters, the first phase of what could be a multi-day effort to come up with government policy on who should get the extra shots and when. And this follows a different decision on the part of the British government, where they have gone much more enthusiastically into the booster shots for everyone. Part of the problem here in the United States is, I think, more than in most other countries in the world that are trying to struggle with this pandemic, it has become so profoundly political, and it has even become one of those items that people consider to be a fundamental sign of loyalty to one party or the other. Now, of course, that wasn't entirely true in California. In California, a great many and Republicans were supportive, according to exit polls, of lockdowns and mandates for both masks and vaccines. And again, if this is a political issue, it is hard to see how that politics registers in terms of policy, especially when it increasingly appears that both sides are trying to use the issue politically. There is also the basic issue of the Constitution, and there were some comments that were made appropriate to Constitution Day that I think are very much worth considering, but we will get to that in a moment. Let's go first to Sid in Atlanta, Georgia. Sid, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I look forward to listening to you every day.
Thank you.
With this thing with Afghanistan, I think that Donald Trump's action and Biden's words was the reason for this mess up. Let me explain. Donald Trump was the one who surrendered to the Taliban by telling them, having this contract, by telling them that if you don't shoot us, we don't shoot you. So the Taliban, of course, going to say, hey, let's spread out through the land because the Americans are not going to shoot us. And then you have Biden with his big mouth, the man. I'm always scared of when he speaks, you know, before he became president. He's doing much better now. But when he went and told the Taliban or told the world that the Taliban is incapable of taking over, like he basically dissed the Taliban by saying that they're not comfortable like the Vietnamese was. The Taliban heard that, and that's an embarrassment to them. And they quickly took action to overtake the country. And I think that was a big mistake. His words was one of the reasons.
It's not just his words. It's ordering Americans out without getting anything in return. And by the way, this is one thing where Trump was wrong too. And again, the core problem here, Sid, I truly believe, is getting no commitments from them other than, okay, if you agree to move all of your forces out of the country, for Trump, he made the agreement to get them out by May 1st. Then Biden changed that to get everyone out by September 1st. That was all they had to agree to, is we're not going to shoot at you while you keep that agreement and get people out. But at no point did the Taliban ever agree to not move forward and continue fighting against other Afghans. And the problem for both President Trump and for President Biden was the belief that the real problem in Afghanistan was the presence of Americans. No, the real problem was the presence of the Taliban, who are evil monsters, and don't be surprised if it becomes, God forbid, but it might, a center for terrorism again. Sid, I appreciate your call, but actually an understanding, in a way that I think you're right, President Biden does not, that whatever a president of the United States says is profoundly important and can also be profoundly dangerous. That's not so much true for comedians. But Sarah Silverman wants to be taken more seriously, and she has a comment for Constitution Day about what she believes America really needs in terms of constitutional change. This is clip 12. Listen.
I mean, this may be a negative thought, but maybe a positive one, I don't know, but if people aren't getting along, like in relationship, they break up, you know? So, like, why don't we just finally just realize that these states aren't working and, like, divide up into, like, two or three countries of, like, USA 1 and USA 2. And they can be USA 1. Like, the conservatives can be USA 1 because they love being number one, and it means something to them. And I'd love to have that be theirs. They can be USA 1, we'll be USA 2, and we'll be allies. And you'll come over here, and we'll go over there. And, you know, when you come to certain, many times when you go to a different country, you have to get a vaccine. That's that.
Okay, does that sound like a good idea to anybody out there? 1-800-955-1776. We kind of tried that between 1861 and 1865 when we had two American countries. We had the United States of America, and we had the Confederate States of America. And they both claimed to represent America. And they ended up killing 700,000 of each other. And there are now people, by the way, and we're going to get into this with Akhil Reed Amar, a brilliant scholar and constitutional historian from Yale Law School. There are other law professors who are far less brilliant who suggest that because it's so difficult to change the Constitution, to use that amendment process that Maddie Steiner was talking about, that because of that, the only way to change the country is with violence. Can you imagine? There's a professor at USC who says that. She says that basically to advance America, to achieve social justice and racial equality, she says we're not going to be able to do that through constitutional change. She says America can only avoid a similar fate today as the Civil War, where all those people died, on the path to a fairer and more inclusive democracy. She says there may be a way to get there without 700,000 people dying, but there will not be a way to get there without violence. The violence is already happening. January 6th was a manifestation of the political dispute in our country right now. Much like the country in 1859, the question is, how many people have to die before we decide who America will be in the next generation and the next century? If it all sounds dark, that's because it is. The Joe Biden presidency, says Professor Tolson, suggests that that way more Americans endorse the vision that we are a democracy. But there are still at least a lot that will not embrace a democratic vision for the country. So you have liberal law professors talking about the need for violence to change the country. What does that mean for the future? What does that mean for the sense that Americans once shared that we are, in fact, on Constitution Day especially, the greatest nation on God's green earth?
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.